Assistant AG, almost every school violated federal discrimination law. By Ian Hanchett on July 1, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly reports, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division Harmeet Dhillon stated that virtually no American university has followed federal law on non-discrimination in admissions, and particularly the most elite ones. They have quotas. They have discrimination. While discussing findings that Harvard violated federal law, Dhillon said that even if they never took a penny of federal funding again in the future, they've taken billions annually over the past many years. And so, the United States has jurisdiction over discrimination that has occurred during the time. And, to be very clear, every time a vendor like a university like Harvard takes federal money, they sign certifications saying that they're compliant with federal law. Except they aren't. She continued, almost no university in the United States has been compliant with federal law when it comes to anti-discrimination in admissions, and particularly the most elite ones. They have quotas. They have discrimination. This sort of wave of anti-Semitism on American campuses, which I believe stems from foreign funding, but is absolutely allowed and exacerbated by callousness or even reckless disregard by these universities, is making life miserable for students, and the American government's not going to put up with it. So, we have a choice as to where the federal money goes. And a minimum criterion is you can't be in violation of federal law. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.